What happens when the very traits that propel you forward, determination, grit, resilience, become the forces that break you down? On a Montana Indian reservation, a young girl absorbed a powerful lesson: work harder than everyone else, push through pain, and success will follow. That girl grew up, earned her MBA, built an impressive consulting career, got married, had children. From the outside, she had it all. But every Sunday evening, a feeling of dread settled over her like a dark cloud. By 2011, her body staged a rebellion she couldn't ignore, landing her on bed rest and forcing a reckoning with a truth millions face but few understand. You can be drowning while everyone around you thinks you're swimming just fine. This personal crisis sparked a decade of research revealing something extraordinary. Emotional intelligence separates those who burn out from those who thrive under identical pressures. With nearly 70% of American workers experiencing burnout, understanding this difference isn't just helpful, it's essential for survival. While 95% of people believe they're self-aware, only 10 to 15% actually are. This gap explains why burnout sneaks up on us. We compartmentalize emotions until we suddenly wake up burned out. Burnout speaks through language first. Words like trapped, defeated, or overwhelmed signal early warnings. The World Health Organization identifies three markers: exhaustion, cynicism toward work, and reduced efficacy. Crucially, burnout stems from workplace conditions, not personal failings. Six mismatches fuel burnout: control, workload, reward, community, fairness, and values. Lacking autonomy creates accumulating stress. 58% of frontline workers with unpredictable schedules consider quitting. Values mismatches prove soul-crushing, like hospitals claiming to prioritize patient safety while compensating doctors purely on productivity. Emotional contagion spreads negative emotions in milliseconds through our limbic system. Toxic colleagues transmit stress like a virus, with effects lasting up to a year. Temperament matters. Someone thriving in quiet stability burns out quickly in high-stimulus environments, while novelty seekers wither in sustained focus roles. Mismatches between inherent traits and job requirements accelerate burnout. When your amygdala perceives threat, it signals your hypothalamus, activating your sympathetic nervous system. Adrenal glands release epinephrine and norepinephrine, increasing heart rate and directing blood to vital organs. If threat persists, cortisol follows. Beyond fight, flight, freeze lie two beneficial responses. The challenge response occurs when you view stress as difficult but manageable. You get similar physiological activation, but feel focused and confident. Blood vessels stay relaxed, your heart pumps efficiently, and your body produces DHEA to offset cortisol's damage. The tend and befriend response involves seeking connection. When you help others, three brain systems activate simultaneously. The social caregiving system releases oxytocin, promoting empathy, the reward system releases dopamine, increasing motivation, and the attunement system releases serotonin, enhancing perception. Caring for others literally creates hope in your nervous system. A stress-free existence isn't just impossible, it's undesirable. You need the sweet spot of stress, experiencing enough challenge to feel motivated without becoming overwhelmed. This concept, called hormesis, describes how stress benefits you in low doses while proving toxic in high doses. The window of tolerance represents your optimal state, calm yet alert, neither overreacting nor underreacting. Emotional regulation isn't restriction. It's freedom from destructive patterns. It requires awareness of your emotions, understanding their origins, and accepting them truthfully. Emotions are data, revealing your values, boundaries, and unhealed hurts. People with burnout immunity take a problem-solving approach to stressors, creating a sense of control. They surround themselves with other problem solvers, preventing amygdala hijacking. Warning signs of poor emotional regulation include taking criticism personally, working excessive hours, obsessing about work, people-pleasing, and deriving self-esteem primarily from performance. When stress exceeds 7 on a 10-point scale, your brain goes offline. You become overwhelmed and unable to process emotions accurately. Stress locks you into System 1, fast, unconscious thinking, creating a cycle where poor decisions generate more stress. Thinking traps distort reality. Negative filtering, the "this is impossible" trap, unrealistic expectations, the hero trap, believing only you can save the day, and catastrophizing. Your inner critic specializes in negative self-talk. You're stupid. You'll never belong. You're incompetent, expertly targeting vulnerabilities and causing emotional depletion.
Sheriff Robert Luna exemplifies burnout immunity after winning a contentious election to lead an 18,000-person department in complete turmoil. He manages stress through exercise, diet, sleep, and prayer while leaning on relationships for support. His deep sense of mission provides perspective. Connection matters more than circumstance. Research reveals three essential connections that prevent burnout: to work, to relationships, and to your values. Meaningful work involves engaging with something intrinsically valuable to you, providing value to others, and feeling appreciated. However, those most passionate about meaningful work face heightened risk. Without boundaries, relentless pace, and emotional intensity become unsustainable. When stress overwhelms you, connecting to the present moment counteracts an amygdala hijack. Simply stating something true, "My coffee cup is half full," moves you from anxious thoughts to grounded presence. The Harvard study of adult development reveals social support is the most powerful antidote to burnout. Employees with workplace connections show 34% better strategic planning and 27% more job satisfaction. Those cultivating work friendships experience 41% more personal growth and 48% more professional growth. Misalignment between personal and organizational values accelerates burnout, making value alignment essential.
Your mindset fundamentally shapes your resilience. Carol Dweck's research identifies two categories. Fixed mindsets believe abilities are static, while growth mindsets see abilities as developable through effort. Those with burnout immunity consistently maintain a positive outlook. Barbara Fredrickson's Broaden and Build theory explains how positive emotions expand thinking and build lasting resources. Unlike negative emotions that narrow focus, positive feelings like joy expand awareness, allowing you to see multiple solutions. Organizations implementing simple joy initiatives like anonymous kindness notes significantly reduced burnout even during the pandemic. Self-efficacy, the belief you can handle stressful situations, counteracts burnout's reduced professional efficacy. This "I've got this" mindset gives you confidence to change both internal states and external circumstances. Optimism functions similarly, with optimists experiencing 50 to 70% higher chances of exceptional longevity beyond age 85. Hope consists of three components: meaningful goals, agency, and finding multiple pathways forward. People with burnout immunity have optimistic acceptance towards stress. They don't fear it, but make the most of inevitable stressors. Studies show viewing stress as harmful increased premature death risk by 43%, while those experiencing high stress but not viewing it as harmful were actually least likely to die. Burnout represents an erosion of values, dignity, spirit, and will, an erosion of the human soul. Recovery addresses both personal resilience and workplace circumstances, not just returning to toxic conditions. The 3R prescription involves recover, reconnect, and reimagine. Recovery means acting on what's controllable. Take micro breaks, engage in playful activities that create flow, maintain social connections, establish boundaries, and prioritize sleep. Reconnecting means reestablishing ties with joy-bringing elements outside work and core values. Research shows healthcare workers in art therapies experienced significant reductions in anxiety, depression, PTSD, and emotional exhaustion. Reimagining is the ultimate exercise in optimism. Envisioning your ideal self provides healing motivation. Jobs aligning with your ideal self immunize against burnout. Those pulling you away increase risk.
The Harvard study's conclusion, being engaged in activities I care about with people I care about. Your burnout immunity isn't built through toughness. It's built through self-knowledge, emotional regulation, meaningful connection, and intentional recovery.